This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention today, being held at the Janata Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar. The president, who arrived in Odisha capital last evening, will address a large number of non-resident Indians who have congregated in the convention from about 75 countries. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Today is the last day of the three-day convention, which started last Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The notification for the Delhi Assembly elections will be issued today. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination will begin. The candidates can file their nominations till 17th of January. Our correspondent reports that the last date of withdrawal of nomination is 20th of this month. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 will kick off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the three-day event aims to provide a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. It will offer young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with policymakers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. The participants will engage in thematic presentations and competitions focusing on 10 identified themes. Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from 13th of this month to 26th of next month at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The grand event will begin with Holy Dip, Amrit Snan on Posh Purnima and will conclude on the day of Mahashivaratri with the last Amrit Snan of the Mahakumbh 2025. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025, will be launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the channel. The Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will join the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun will also be launched by the Chief Minister. The Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani will broadcast many programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh from today until 26 February from 5:55 in the morning to 10:05 in the evening. Live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through the Kumbhvani channel. The program can be heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, the news on AIR app and Waves OTT. In a media briefing yesterday, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, with an expected turnout of over 40 crore devotees this year, the Mahakumbh is projected to generate up to 2 lakh crore rupees in economic growth. UN's flagship economic report has projected India's economy to grow by 6.6% in 2025, following an estimated expansion of 6.9% in 2024, largely driven by private consumption and investment. The UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects 2025 report, released yesterday, also highlights India's strong export growth in services and certain manufactured goods as key factors supporting its economic activity. In women's cricket, the first match of the 3 one-day international series between India and Ireland will be played today at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will start at 11 a.m. This marks India's first bilateral women's ODI series against Ireland since 2006. In Indian Super League football, visitors Odisha FC played out a 2-2 draw with host Chennaiyin FC in Chennai last evening. Today, Northeast United will take on Punjab FC at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.